It was this time last weekend, and I looked at the clock on the wall here in the studio, and then had a look at the TV sets that were on, and I thought to myself, could that be the Duchess of Cambridge coming out of hospital, having been in hospital to have her little princess so quickly? It turns out that, yes, it was the way things go these days. Well, Pip Winowen is a childbirth expert and knows a whole lot about this and how the princess could have given birth and come out looking as radiant as possible. Pip, hello, and thank you for joining us on Australia Overnight.
Hello, thank you.
Now, Pip, it was pretty amazing. Of course, it was the story of the weekend with the Duchess going into hospital to have her baby and having a girl. They've got the pigeon pair now. But were you amazed when she was out of hospital so quickly?
No, I think unlike the majority of people, I wasn't amazed. And I thought it was fantastic that she was showing that, you know, it's quite fine to have your baby and then go home.
I remember when all of us were born in my family, we were all delivered by doctors. But times have changed, haven't they?
Yeah, certainly in the UK they have. But in Australia, we're still getting a lot of babies born, or at least women are going and seeing obstetricians. But yeah, the main caregiver in your labour is actually a midwife.
So, but before you give birth, the midwife is there to sort of make sure you're comfortable. Surely there's more to it than just making sure that the mother-to-be is comfortable.
Well, the midwives are expert in normal birth, so they basically just keep an eye that everything is staying on track. Mum's happy, baby's happy. But really, with good childbirth education, dads are now the ones doing all the support and making mums feel comfortable and making sure, you know, they're eating and drinking and labouring as well as they can. And midwives tend to be the sort of eyes and ears and just sit quietly and watch and see what's happening.
There were three in our family. I've got an older sister, a younger brother, and I think I could say without any doubt that my father was at none of our births.
Well, you know, there's a big debate about whether dads should be there or not. Sort of biologically, dads are primed. You know, they actually do have hormonal changes. Dads are absolutely primed to want to protect and care for their birthing partner. But in the past, the threat was actually on the outside. You know, so he was paroling, around the perimeters. But now the threat is actually on the inside, and he needs to be by her side, making her feel safe.
Holding the hand and just making her feel as confident as she possibly can be.
Yeah.
Because us fellas never been through anything like what you women go through, so we don't really know what it's like. But look, there must be a lot of techniques. You know, there has to be some pain. And there's a little bit of talk going around that perhaps a little bit of hypnotherapy might have been used in the birth of Princess Charlotte.
Yes, that's true, and certainly widely reported that the Duchess used hypnobirthing techniques for both births. I actually teach Hypnobirthing Australia, which is a program that we've got running here in Australia, and it's about relaxing and getting to, we kind of call it getting in the zone, you know, and getting to that place that our body wants us to be in when we birth. Mm-hmm. It's not about no pain, it's about coping and managing and having some really good tools to get you through labour.
I've never heard before today of hypnotherapy being used in a birth. So is the mother-to-be completely away with the birds while being hypnotised?
No. It's self-hypnosis. And it's actually a naturally occurring state. So it's like daydreaming. It's like, you know, long drive home and you suddenly think, oh, my God, how did I get here? That's kind of altered state of consciousness. And we're actually meant to be in that state when we give birth. We're meant to not really worry about what time it is, not worry what's for dinner, not be asking questions and talking to people. We're just supposed to be totally focused on giving birth. And so it's just about teaching you techniques to get to that point of focus. But you can certainly respond and act, and you're not out of it in any means.
So just getting away from the famous birth of the week of Princess Charlotte, is this therapy used a lot in Australia?
It is growing. It is absolutely growing. Hypnobirthing Australia program is the fastest growing childbirth education program in Australia. I get, you know, 8 couples a month during my class in Perth. So it is growing. It's certainly massive in the UK now, and growing in Australia. Yes.
Just incredible. Now, this woman, the Duchess of Cambridge, she did look amazing just 10 hours after having given birth. She would have had some appropriate people around, I suppose, to make her look as beautiful as she possibly could be. But she did look fantastic, didn't she?
She did. But I see, you know, my clients send me photos of their afterbirth photos, and they look fantastic too. When we get a great birth, We're flooded with oxytocin. We're flooded with endorphins. And we feel, maybe we don't all look that fantastic, you know, because we haven't all got makeup artists, but we can absolutely feel that fantastic and that glow and that confidence and that happiness. I see that all the time.
So is that a bit? Is that a hormonal thing? You talk about the endorphins. Is that hormonal?
It's hormonal. It yeah, is. When we birth the way nature intended, you know, as closely as possible to the way nature intended, we have this sort of cocktail of hormones that are released and meant to be released for us and for our baby. They're really important to get through our baby and help our baby adapt to life outside the womb too. So when we get that, with proper response and proper feedback loop happening, that's how we're meant to feel. We're meant to feel like Wonder Woman after giving birth. And 5 months down the track.
Well, there you go. It's supposed to be the greatest moment in any woman's life, isn't it?
It is. It's a rite of passage. We're meant to enjoy it. We're meant to want to do it again. You know, how else would the human race survive if women went, oh, my God, I'm never doing that again?
And so what other techniques are women using? There's the hypnotherapy. Are there other techniques that they're using too to make the birth as comfortable as enjoyable a word that's okay to use?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a theory of... It's more than a theory that Dr. Sarah Buxley writes about ecstatic birth. You know, it's actually meant to be quite ecstatic. But, the Hypnobirthing Australia program actually teaches, it does teach self-hypnosis, but it also teaches relaxation techniques, it teaches, you know, mindfulness, and it teaches breathing techniques. And the more, certainly I talk about breathing, the more I learn about breathing, you know, the way we breathe in labour is actually really important. So we teach some breathing techniques too.
Well, it sounds like the way to go, doesn't it? Pip Winowen, if people want to know more about this technique, where can they go? Can they go online and find out more about it?
Yeah, well, they can go to, certainly go to my website, www.birthsavvy.com.au, or if they're, I'm based in Perth, but if they want to learn more about the Hypnobirthing Australia program, they can go to www.hypnobirthingaustralia.com.au.
Pip Winowen, childbirth expert, been fantastic having a chat with you today. Good luck to you, and let's hope that women enjoy their births more.
Absolutely.
Fantastic, Pip. Thanks for your time.